أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه على خوف من فرعون وملئهم أن يفتنهم وإن فرعون لعال في الأرض وإنه لمن المسرفين. وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. فقالوا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. These are آيات number 83-86 of Surah Yunus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues narrating with regards to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى. None believed in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِ. Except some young ones from his قوم, from his people. Why did they not accept? And those that accepted, what was their condition? عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَن يَفْتِنَهُمْ. Fearing Fir'aun and his chiefs, that perhaps they will put them into trial. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam effectively went to the people of Fir'aun, but together with that, he had also had the Bani Israel, his own community, that he had to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With regards to the Bani Israel, they had been hearing from their ancestors the coming of a Nabi that will emancipate them from the clutches and the tyranny and the slavery of Fir'aun, and they were waiting for this person to come so that they will be freed from all the difficulties that Fir'aun had imposed upon them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come. However, very few in the initial stages accepted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi, or rather they brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala and in him because of the fear of Fir'aun. On the other side, from the people of Fir'aun, they were subservient to Fir'aun. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he gives Hidayat, Allah Ta'ala gives Hidayat. The Bani Israel slowly but surely began to believe in the Nubuwwat of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other side, some key figures accepted Iman at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. We all know famously, the wife of Fir'aun had also accepted Iman in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Mashta, a slave girl, had also accepted Iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah Mu'min. A person by the name of Shama'an, and in certain narrations his name was Hisqil. He was from the people of Fir'aun, the family of Fir'aun, the courtiers of Fir'aun. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also blessed him with Hidayat. He had also accepted Iman at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was that same person that when the decision of killing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was made, he came out of the city to warn Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was then that Musa alayhi salam had made hijrat from Misr, from Egypt to Madian. And hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at the hands of Musa alayhi salam, they were the Bani Israel, 600,000 of them accepted Iman and Islam over a period of time, although they had that fear, but slowly and surely. And on the other side, from the Coptics, Allah Ta'ala had also blessed these key figures to bring Iman in Allah and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala says that definitely Musa, Fir'aun had assumed superiority in the land because of his kingdom and because of the reign that he had. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, certainly he was high-handed, he was from the transgressors. When these type of difficulties come, And remember that these ayat are hidayat for all of us. When things become difficult, when we find that there's zulm and atrocities, what did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam advise his people? That advice Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us as ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa qala Musa ya qawm, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, O my people, in kuntum amantum billah, if you people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُسْلِمِينَ, then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are Muslimin, if you are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed very clearly that it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will change conditions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring about that revolution, and Allah ta'ala will make his deen dominant once again. The people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's response, فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا, they submitted immediately, and then they said, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا, we place our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then they made dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, O Allah, do not make us a means of trial for the people who are oppressive. Fir'aun was the oppressive. They made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Amongst the oppressions of Fir'aun on his own people that accepted iman at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is that he will have nails hammered into their hands. And in this way, that torture unbearable. But those that brought iman had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence they made this dua to Allah. Then going forward, وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and O our Rabb, O our Allah, emancipate us بِرَحْمَتِكَ through your rahmah مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, from a disbelieving people. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah has made a very pertinent comment here. One is the conditions that are not conducive to a person or to a people, then they must and they should put their trust and place their trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat, because that is the token and the sign of true iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But one should not be misled on this fact that it doesn't mean that we shouldn't make dua to Allah. There are some people that may feel that when we place our trust in Allah, then we don't have to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has shown, and his people have shown, that one is to make tawakkul in Allah, place your trust in Allah, and seek dua from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But then together with that, place your hope that it is only Allah that will change conditions. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.